Okay, so now it's starting a completely different sugya. Okay, it has nothing to do with anything from before. This is a very universal question. Comes up. This is probably one of the most fundamental questions in terms of Issur Heter, because it's defining what's what. Okay, so let's just at least start the question, so we'll know what we're dealing with, and then we'll try to continue tomorrow. Go ahead.
Chamra asika ben ben. Devra kol benusing tam.
So old wine, right? Old wine. That means what we call wine. That's chamra atika, means basically what we refer to as wine. Okay, so if that fell, that's the ayin nesach, and that fell on the grapes, everybody agrees it's going to be usur if it gives taste, and mutter if it doesn't give taste. Right, Rashi? Because it tastes different, right? You've had a grape, you had wine, they taste different, right? Okay.
Chamra chadsa ben vein, abai amar ben mashu, rav amar ben ursin tam.
Now, what's chamra chadsa? What do we call that?
Grape juice.
Grape juice. So if you have grape juice that falls...
I thought it was like just new, like when you buy a 2006 bottle.
No.
Like as opposed to a...
No, that's what I'm saying. Chamra atika is what we call wine. Okay, chamra chadsa means it's grape juice. So you can't taste it. Grape juice falls on grapes. All taste the same. Right? So Abaye says it's going to be usher b'mashu. And Rava says it's going to be usher b'nosim tam. Okay, who's sharp here?
Not me. What was mashu?
Mashu means any amount, any shear. As long as we can say it's present. There's no bittul, it means. Mashu means there's no bittul. So why is
How could it be nosin tam?
How could it be nosin tam if we just said it tastes the same? Right? So that's what Rashi says. Chamer chaza b'nosin tam. V'chol hecha de'itmar nosin tam v'ein taimo nikar. Havishi'ura b'shishim. So what does Rava mean? It goes by how it tastes. We just got through saying it doesn't taste any different than grapes. And they're not arguing whether grape juice tastes like grapes, right? So how could he have a shear of nosin tam? It doesn't exist. So Rashi says, whenever we have the shear, whenever the Gemara says the shear of nosin tam, but you can't actually taste the difference between the two things, it means shishim. So that's what it comes out. That Rabbi says if it's grape juice, everybody agrees wine on the grapes would be b'shishim or b'nosin tam. If you can get a guy to taste it for you or something. But the grape juice in the grapes is a big question. Rabbi says it's a mashahu. And Rava says
any amount that fell on would be a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Rava says it's only if there's... Only if you don't have 60 times the grape against the grape juice. Okay, let's go a little further. So what are they arguing about?
Meaning he treats it like the chamra tika.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why are they arguing about?
Abayim rabbi mashu basar taima zinan. Yidi vidi chad taimahu dahavale min b'mino b'mashu.
Okay, so first of all, they're both holding... From the shita that min b'mino is never bottle. Okay, so that's the machlokas tanayim. Maybe we should do that. We did that a little bit last year. No, maybe I'll send you that. Maybe we should just give a quick review of that tomorrow. But that's the machlokas tanayim. If you have two things that are the same min, like blood and blood, okay, Rabbi Yehuda holds or basar and basar, right? Shchuta and nevela, like the cases we were doing before. Shchuta and nevela. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, two things that are the same min are never bottle. Min b'mino is not bottle. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda, so they're learning like that shita. So Abaye says, since they both have the same taste, that's called min b'mino. They're the same thing. And min b'mino is never bottle. Right? And Rava says,
the Rava Omer benosin tam basar shmaz linan v'hashmalachud Rava le mim she'en amino benosin tam.
And Rava says it's true they taste the same, but that's not how you define types. When we say min b'mino is not bottle, That means two things that are have the same identity are not batel, like grapes and grapes, wine and wine, grape juice and grape juice. But grape juice is different from grapes. They're two different things. So you'll say, so that's called a min b'shein amino. So it comes out, it's a big machlokos. How do you define min b'mino, and how do you define mino, and how do you define ein amino? Abaye says mino goes by taste. Two things taste the same, they're considered the same min, in terms of bittel. And Rava says it goes by the shame. If one thing is, if there are two different kinds of things, one is a grape and one is grape juice, they're two different things, that's not min b'mino. So then you just go by bustle, then you go shishim. All right. You can imagine a lot of ramifications of this.
Yeah.